Macmillan Audio presents A Place to Hide by Ronald H. Balson. Read by Fred Berman. Chapter 1. Tel Aviv, Israel, 2002. At a small table in the corner of a Tel Aviv bakery, a man sat studying financial papers and enjoying his morning cup of coffee. Suddenly, his attention was drawn to two little giggling girls. The minute they entered the store, they excitedly rushed over to the bakery display and pointed out their selections. The man watched them and smiled. They reminded him of his grandchildren. The woman with the girls tried her best to calm them down, but she had limited success. She leaned forward, had a short conversation with the sales clerk, and then pulled her girls aside to discuss their behavior. A moment later, the girls were handed their sweets in paper packets. The older of the two walked by the man's table, held out her donut, and said, "I got chocolate." Not to be outdone, the younger child rushed over to show him her selection, but she stumbled, tripped, lost control over her sweet roll, and flipped it right onto his stack of papers. The little girl froze, turned around, and burst into tears. The woman hurried to the table, took her child's hand, and smiled apologetically at the man. "I'm so sorry, sir," she said in Hebrew. "Becky's excitement sometimes gets the best of her. Allow me to clean it up."
"No, no, it's not necessary," he said, returning her smile. "No harm done."
He gestured to the sales clerk to prepare another sweet roll for the little girl.
"You are so kind," the woman said. "They get so riled up. They love donuts."
"So do I," he replied, patting his stomach. "Maybe a little too much. And you have delightful children."
"Very kind of you," she said. "But they're my grandchildren."
His smile widened.
"My goodness, you could have fooled me. By the way, I noticed that you speak Hebrew with a Dutch accent."
She nodded.
"That's true. Are you Dutch?"
"No, but I spent quite a bit of time there on business, in Utrecht." "Are you familiar with Utrecht?"
"I should say so. That was my childhood home."
"Really?"
he said with raised eyebrows.
"What a small world. Maybe I've come across your family in business. What is your father's name?"
"My father?" she said, then paused.
Tears formed in the corners of her eyes.
"It's a long story. I don't know my real father. I have only scant memories of my real mother, my real father, or my sister. They tell me I was born in Amsterdam, but I don't remember much about that either. I was raised in Utrecht by my second family, but I didn't call them Vada and Muda. I called them Tante and Om."
He nodded. "Aunt and uncle?"
"Yes. They preferred it that way in case my real mother and father should ever come for me. When I came to live with them, they changed my last name and called me by their family name. I'm not sure why. The name was Leisner. I don't know what my name was before that."
She shrugged. "Well, it's very nice to meet you, Ms. Leisner. But regretfully, I have never met the Leisner family in Utrecht."
"Well, it's nice to meet you as well. Actually, I'm Karen Sacknoff now, not Leisner. My married name is Sacknoff."
"And my name is Bert Franklin," he said, holding out his hand. "It's very nice to meet you too, Karen Sacknoff. And I apologize for being so nosy."
Karen smiled.
"Oh, you're not nosy. It's kind of refreshing to talk to someone about the early years. I try to remember them from time to time, but I was very young."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?